Blog Talk Radio. I don't know about the rest of you, but I love this time of the day. I love how the cool, crisp night air kisses the ground, leaving behind a gentle layer of dew. I love looking up into the night sky and seeing the moon shining down upon us like an old, trusted friend. I look forward to spending our Thursday nights here together on Blog Talk Radio as we travel together on this journey into the night.
Lovely evening, cool in Mississippi, but I'm enjoying this fall weather.
Oh, you and me both. We had the air conditioner running yesterday evening, and I walked outside because I heard something, and I looked at Bob and said, "Turn off the air conditioner and push up the windows," because it was wonderful.
Yes.
We actually slept with all the windows open last night. I love that time of the year.
Oh, I did too. I didn't used to, but I think as I'm getting older, I'm liking the cool weather.
More and more. it's been a sizzling hot summer here in Southeast Texas. So I'm ready for some cooler weather, you know.
I am
but anyway. Well, folks, I want to let everybody know that October is a very important month to Deadly Reads Radio.
Yes,
Lisa, you want to tell them what fun stuff's happening next month for us?
Oh yeah, it is of course one of my favorite seasons, Halloween. I love Halloween,
mm-hmm.
But it's also when we had our first Deadly Reads radio show. So we're going to be celebrating the whole month of October, our one-year anniversary. So we're excited about that. And we are bringing back some guests that we had in October, I think one guest that was with us last year. And so I'm excited about that. And 1 year, I'm just that's exciting. 1 year.
I know.
So
our little radio show has grown so much in a year. I can't believe it. The first night we had our first show, I was scared to death. My knees were knocking under my desk. I know Lisa was scared too.
Right, I was.
We stumbled and stammered through the whole show. Thank goodness our guest was wonderful, Ikaiova. She's a paranormal author, and we had a great time. We had a lot of fun. And so anyway, October's going to be fun, everybody. So get ready for a great month. We got some scary stuff lined up for you.
We sure do.
Anyway,
we've got some guests that are going to be having their horror writers. So it's going to be
we even
good
have one
night.
That's producer movie maker that's making a horror psychological horror movie. He's been working on
So we're excited about that.
It's going to be fun. Woohoo! Okay,
it will be.
Let's get down to our show tonight. We have Dwayne Cox of Meltdown Films. Now, Dwayne is an accomplished and award-winning producer of video, film, and television production. He has extensive experience in the production of broadcast and cable television programming. In 1995, he founded Meltdown Entertainment, a full-service film and television production company which initially specialized in music video production. Under the Meltdown umbrella, Dwayne produced and directed an array of music videos for major record labels such as MCA, Sony, I can't read tonight, Motown, A&M, and Atlantic Records. Dwayne went on to produce and or direct a slate of 6 different programming series for Viacom's BET Action pay-per-view network. He also provided the post-production of 80% of the network's original programming. In 2009, Dwayne teamed up with outstanding actress-producer Jennifer Behrens. She's going to have to beat me up for probably mispronouncing her name. I'm sorry. And True Form Films, and served as executive producers on Create Option C, My Journey with Cancer, is an award-winning feature and documentary about actress Lourdes Cullen. In 2013, True Form Films also included accomplished actor-producer Mauricio Mendoza. Together, they produced the award-winning feature film After School. Recently completing production of Fighting Chance, a feature film set in urban Los Angeles, Dwayne is a proud member of the excellent True Form Films team. Their goal is to make films that touch people in a positive way. Dwayne is also a dialysis patient, but is still dedicated to his craft. His latest projects include What the Heck is Dialysis? And How Did I Get Here? Incorporating his unique experience is a feature documentary about kidney disease. There are approximately 13% of Americans with kidney disease, and the goal is to raise awareness about the growing epidemic, especially among minorities, and to help prevent it through education. So, sounds like Dwayne's been a busy guy, doesn't it, Lisa?
Yes, it does.
So why don't we bring him... Hi, Dwayne. How you doing?
Hi there. How are you, Lisa?
Hi. We got Jennifer here, too. Hi. I'm sorry if I slaughtered your
name.
Hi.
Good evening. Jennifer Behrens.
Oh,
H is like a little trick in there.
Okay. Well, if anybody's going to get their name slaughtered, it's going to be by me. That's my trademark. I'm the name killer. So. Anyway,
thank you for having us.
It is our pleasure. Believe me. And I was really interested in everything the two of you guys have been doing. You both have been very, very busy people.
Thank you. We have been blessed. We really have. I also realized that I need to update my bio because we've done so much more since then.
I had to cut some of it out.
Oh, you did?
I'm sorry, what?
I said there's always editing to be done. There's always editing to be done. There's always room for editing.
Yep. Well, that's what I had to do because I thought, man, if I put everything in here, that's going to be the show. It's just me sitting here reading. And we don't want to do that. We want to get a chance. We want to get a chance to know the two of you. So now, tell us, and I don't care which one of you wants to jump in here because you both are involved in it, but can you tell us how you came to love the theater and movie industry?
I'll start, actually.
Go ahead, Duane.
Oddly enough, it started when I was a teenager. I used to work as an usher in the famed Chicago Theater, you know, when the big Chicago Theater marquee that you always see. I worked as an usher there, and I got the bug then, and I said that someday I'm going to make the films that are up on that screen. And thankfully, I was able to begin in the business. I was able to break into the business. I started as a production assistant and slowly worked my way up. And fortunately, my friend Jennifer there gave me an opportunity to produce with her production company, which is True Form Films. And we have been making films ever since. And it's a really amazing that dreams really can come true.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, you know, you got to stick in there, you know. Don't ever give up.
That's my motto.
Right.
Hashtag never give up. Hashtag determination.
Exactly.
There you go. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. I always laugh. There's a picture that floats around on social media every once in a while, and it's talking about, you know, never give up. It's got the picture of the guy. He's chiseling through a tunnel, and he stops just mere inches.
Yeah.
From if he breaks through it, there's a whole bunch of diamonds and jewels, you know. So,
right.
Yeah,
I've
seen that one.
Yeah.
I have. I've seen it.
We're working the breakthrough to the diamonds and jewels.
There you go. Positive attitude. That's it makes your life much more exciting, too, if you do that, you know, because so many people, if they get a bump in the road, they just want to give up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get to enjoy the good if you haven't experienced some bad, you know. So
exactly.
Jennifer
and I certainly know about trying to overcome obstacles, and that makes it all the more sweet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It makes
it for more tears of joy.
Jennifer, why don't you tell them your interesting background and how you got into film?
Yeah, tell us about you.
For me, ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be on TV. I would go up to the television box and just put my ear, my little head next to the speaker, and I couldn't understand how those little people were in there, in that box. I just wanted to be in there with them. I remember so vividly as a child, I just wanted to be in there with them, and it just transported me into a happy place every time I saw shows like Three's Company, and I'm probably going to date myself right now, but, you know, like Brady Bunch and 90210 it's so exciting. So I always wanted to be in there, and Grease was the very first movie that I remember that I saw at the movie theater, and I just fell in love with John Travolta, and I wanted to be Olivia Newton-John.
Right? Who didn't?
And Wonder Woman. I mean, these are all the things I grew up with, and so in high school, I did, you know, my parents, I'm from Venezuela, and they had no idea how to get me involved as a child. So it was always a dream. In school, I always participated in all the plays and in anything that I can participate in school. But as far as, like, really going into the business side of it, I didn't do that until I graduated high school, until I could do it for myself, because my mom, my parents just never knew where to start. So I feel like I started a little late, but the deep burning desire never let me quit. So you know, in the hard times. So I went to college, and when I decided to, I lived in Miami, and so I took pictures and I submitted to all these agencies, and in Miami, that's a right to work state, and I ended up getting 10 agents at once. It was pretty exciting. So my very first audition for my very first film, I booked. And my third commercial audition, I booked. And so I knew right then and there that I was destined to do this, and that I was never gonna give up on it, even when it was really hard. And here I am, 22 years later. I've been in the business, and I can say I've been a working actress, and I made a living, and I'm really proud to have kept with my dream. And in the last 8 years, I realized that, oh, I can make my own content. Oh, it's feasible to do my own stuff. And so I created Trueform Films in 2006, almost 10 years ago, and and then the rest is history. You know, you can anybody can go to trueformfilms.com, and you can see everything we've done and we've produced, and we have a few other projects in development based on a true story. We just did a music video from the original song that was created for After School, the film. And, you know, and in these 20 years, I've also, my biggest blessing, that I would say my best productions are my children. I've been blessed to have my son, Adrian Moneda Behrens. He's an actor as well, and he's the star of After School. And and my daughter is 4, Diana. And I always say they're my best productions. I mean, everything just means so much more with them, you know. Mm-hmm. And they give me the determination and the fire to never give up on my dreams. And in that, I teach them to go after what they want in their life. And that's how Dwayne and I met at one of my first projects in L.A. And we've been friends for 20 years. It'll be our 20-year anniversary as friends. And
she was co-starring in the feature film there. But if I might interject, Jennifer skipped over some really good stuff. Jennifer was a Miss Teen Miami, so she was a beauty queen. And then,
that's how it started.
Yes, and the first film she starred in was with Sylvester Stallone in The Specialist.
Really?
Yes, and then she was the title role in a film called Angel Blue, opposite of Sam Bottoms. So she skipped over some pretty good stuff right there.
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at her list. I'm sitting here looking at her list of accomplishments. Recurring role on ABC Soap General Hospital. Been on CSI. Which CSI was it?
Vegas.
The original.
Oh, that was my favorite. The Vegas. That's my favorite. Desperate Housewives, Nip/Tuck, JAG, Boston Legal, In Plain Sight, Sons of Anarchy. My daughter's watched a lot of Sons of Anarchy. She probably saw you out then. You worked with Will Smith in 7 Pounds. A Mexican, Trapped in Perfection, Confessions of a Gangster, and Decisions. I mean, you've been quite the busy woman.
You have, yes.
I have. I've been blessed. I mean, you know, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to have had the longevity in this career, and I'm still standing, is what we say. I'm still standing. Mm-hmm. When we do the happy dance.
To me, it sounds like the reason you're still standing and you're still doing well is you kept a level head about you. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that go out there and start seeing some success and then they kind of lose their common sense and get caught up into things. And it's, you know, it sounds like you kept a level head about you, and that's why you've got the longevity and, you know, and you're still going great. So I applaud that.
I think that's
wonderful.
That is good.
I think that's wonderful. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell
there
us about
another
this.
That I. Oh,
huh?
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say thank you for that, and that you know, one of the biggest blessings also is in Confessions of a Gangster. I met my husband Mauricio Mendoza, and he's our producing partner, and he's also a very accomplished actor.
Okay.
And so it's a family affair, and we're very proud of that because we all met at the right time and with the same goals, and we've been creating magic. And I feel that when you find the right team, you got to just protect that and stay level headed and stay real. So thank you for saying that.
Yeah, you got to stay real, stay grounded.
Oh, true.
Okay,
exactly.
Dwayne, tell us about some of your fun stuff. You've got some pretty interesting things on your resume.
Well, yes, and another thing that I'm going to mention this on, Jennifer also skipped over. She said we just finished a music video, but we actually just came back from Mexico from finishing another feature film called The International.
Oh,
actually, we did say that. I said we just got back from Mexico for 5 weeks.
Oh. Okay, I missed that. No.
She's putting you straight, didn't she?
So,
that was outnumbered with all these girls, so give him a break.
it was a fun action film called The Internationals that we filmed down in Mexico. This one actually is Spanish language, and it's filled with Spanish language stars. So we're excited about that film. So we just finished filming that this weekend, as a matter of fact. And so now, as Jennifer mentioned, we're in post-production, and that we'll be looking for that early next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exciting.
I have a great role in that. I'm very excited about that. That is, so I'm excited because it's crossing over to a different market and working with Latin American stars, and it was a fantastic experience. Really was in Mexico.
Yes, Jennifer plays the sexy siren in this film.
Yes.
She plays what?
Yes. Jennifer plays the sexy siren in this film.
Ooh.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure she could play it. Her picture is beautiful. If everybody's on Blog Talk, get down there and look at the pictures on the slide, you'll see her. She's gorgeous. So,
yes,
she is.
Definitely is.
Beautiful woman.
We also,
you know,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say, not only is she beautiful on the outside, but she really seems to be quite beautiful on the inside.
Oh, she is. That's what drew me to her. And it's why... she's helped make me even to be a better person by seeing her fight and determination and her amazing heart. And that's why she created this company called True Form Films, because she wants it to be true. She wants it to be a way that she can do stories about real people that have a message and that are in it to make the world a better place, not a worse place.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about the project.
Our motto is making a difference one film at a time. That's our True Form Films motto. Our our slogan.
That's good.
Tell us some about your movie, Create Option C.
Okay. Create Option C started because Jennifer and another actress by the name of Lourdes Colon were very close friends. And they were, we were at the time filming another film when Lourdes was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Ooh.
And Lourdes bravely said, I want to document this. So we started out making one film, and we ended up making another when we turned the cameras on Lourdes to document her journey with her battle with cancer, basically. And
the irony of it all,
May
interject, the irony of it all, it was a documentary that we were doing on love, on relationships. We were interviewing, we had interviewed over 15 men and women about relationships, about love. What does love mean to you? And in the middle of this shoot, Lourdes got diagnosed, and then we just turned it into her journey. And at the end, I always tell her, you know, we actually did do the love documentary, because in her journey, you see the love, the outpouring love of the world helping her fight this. And the love that she has for the world in return. It's quite impactful and powerful, this story. So, it took us, 2.5 years?
We documented it for 2.5 years. And as Jennifer said, there are all sorts of love, and we found out another way with her. And she wanted to prove that she can beat this cancer holistically. And she did it. And not only did she do it, but she allowed herself to get it again. Because, you know, when they give you some of these tests, they use sugar, they infuse sugar, and sugar feeds cancer. So she allowed herself to get it again to simply prove that she could beat it once more. And she's an amazing, brave woman who risked her life to show a better way to fight cancer.
Wow.
And so the reason it's called is
amazing.
It really is. The reason it's called Create Option C is because there are basically three options to fight cancer. One is option A, which is what most people take, which is Western medicine, where you use chemotherapy and radiation. Option B is to do nothing, which is what a lot of people do. They just do nothing. And then option C, as Lourdes will attest to, is finding out what's best for you, what's best for your body, and doing those things and holistically. So she used a lot of Eastern medicine. She used a lot of alternative medicine, in which the insurance companies would not cover because it wasn't approved medicine. And she went through hell. She really did. She nearly died. She went into a coma. And she recovered from all of that, like I said, with the alternative medicine, holistic healing, and beat it. And it's all documented in the film Create Option C, My Journey with Cancer by Lourdes Colon.
Cancer runs really prominent in my husband's family. He's lost both of his parents to cancer. He lost his aunt to cancer. So that's always been a fear of ours. And we try to do the things that hopefully will keep it from getting started in him, you know.
Right.
But
it runs deep in ours as well. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, my stepmother just got she's in remission now, praise the Lord. She had brain cancer, and they didn't give her a whole lot of chances, but she fought it, and she's come out the other side 1.5 years later. So Yes, it was a rough battle for her, because I remember that was an instant death sentence years ago. My best friend lost her mother to brain cancer.
Yeah. I lost my mother to liver cancer, so I definitely understand, and we'll keep your mom in my prayers.
Absolutely.
You can find out more about the film at trueformfilms.com and at createoptionc.com. CreateOptionC.com. And what Lourdes has put up there are links to ways that she beat the cancer and to organizations that support holistic treatment for cancer.
That is such a better way to go. I mean, I have, you know, a lot of cancer in my family as well. And so, it's always smart to look for other options besides chemotherapy, because I saw a couple of my family members, you know, the chemo just did not, it took more out of them than it helped them.
Yeah. That's what happened with
my definitely.
Yeah. Right.
And there, you know, these holistic places are, this holistic place, specific one was in Mexico, and we raised money, we helped raise money, we did several fundraisers, and to help her out. And, you know, I think we've all been touched by cancer at one point. My father passed away of cancer. So it is a very common thing, and there is a cure, and there is a way to beat it. It's finding the right way for that individual, you know?
Yes, exactly. Every person is different. And diet is a huge part of it. It really is.
Yes.
A lot of things we eat help cause the cancer, and then like sugar, for instance, and then there are a lot of things we can eat to help stave off or prevent cancer. We were blessed.
So if you guys noticed,
so did we all drink our wheatgrass and our ginger shots?
I want to let you guys know I'm having some problems with my line. I've been booted off twice and coming back on. So if you'll notice, I'm gone for a while. I'll be right back.
Welcome back.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with my phone line tonight, but it keeps booting me off, and I have to get back on. So if I vanish for a moment, I promise I'll be right back.
We also have one more person that's going to be calling in.
Okay.
Lily Hernandez. She is a
Let me grab the show number real quick. We haven't done it yet. If anybody wants to call in, call in on 646-668-2716. Call in and say hi. I'm sure they'd love to talk to you and say hi to Dwayne and Jennifer. So, okay, that was
Please
it. I want to get the number.
No, we would love to hear from our callers. Please do.
Some people are bashful. Like, we get messages later going, I had so much fun listening, but I'm, you know, and I'm like, oh, gosh, just call in, you know.
Right.
People do listen. I do promise people are listening. Oh, we got a caller. I wonder if this is who you were talking about.
Maybe it's Lily.
Hi, caller. This is Linda. Who's this?
This is Lily.
Hi, Lily.
How are you guys tonight?
Doing great.
Awesome.
Lily is a young lady that I mentioned that is also a dialysis patient like I am, and she's also a patient activist and advocate, and she's also a yoga instructor and a singer.
Wow.
So she's another
dynamic
one.
It's nice to meet you, Lily.
Nice to meet you too, Linda. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Oh, our pleasure. So you want to tell us about this project you've done with them?
Which one? There's so many.
Them about the upcoming kidney walk, Lily.
There you go.
Yes, that would be a pleasure. We have every year they do a kidney walk with the National Kidney Foundation, and they've been doing it for a long time. This is the first year where they're actually going to have live performers, and I definitely wanted to jump on the bandwagon to perform. So
yeah.
I'm really excited for that. There's going to be so many people. We've done the walk before. It's very, very educational. It's great to bring the family together. It's just a lot of fun, I think, and I can't wait.
I was really surprised when I was going through the information that, you know, Duane sent over about young children needing kidney transplants and things. I mean,
yes,
you can think of that as more of an adult issue, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. More of an elderly issue, but it's affecting babies, children, adolescents, 25-year-olds like myself.
Oh, wow, right. Do they have an idea of what's causing this problem going so? I mean, is there...
Actually, it's several things. It is the two primary causes of kidney disease are diabetes and hypertension.
Okay, a lot of background noise going. What's going on?
A lot of background noise.
Sorry, it's band practice. We're pretty crazy rock stars over here.
Unfortunately, diabetes and hypertension or high blood pressure, which are the main causes, are growing. Our diets are increasingly high in sodium and in sugar, and those
and
are the two
foods.
Main factors. Processed foods,
animal products. Right.
Lily had some genetic markers that contributed to her kidney failure, but it was also hypertension, high blood pressure.
So
we want to get the word out that it is affecting more and more young people. Lily was only 20 years old when she was diagnosed. And if you see a picture of Lily, she is a yoga instructor and very fit, and you could never think that she would be someone who would get kidney failure. So we want to know that it can affect so many people, and it's sort of a silent killer because many people who have kidney disease don't even know it.
Right. Exactly. You feel no symptoms, no pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do start feeling something, it's too late.
Yeah, too late.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're
how do you prevent that? What would you need to do for it not to be too late? Like, well, is there a kind of test that people can do?
Yes, definitely. You can take a urine test. You could take a blood test. A blood test would probably be your best bet just to check your creatinine levels, which measures the toxins in your blood.
Yeah.
And you want to be about 1.0 to like 0.6. You want that number as low as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you can simply ask for your family doctor for the test. Just test you for kidney disease. And it's a simple test. And
kidney function. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm being watched for that. The doctor's been watching me because my kidney function isn't as well as it should be, and I know exactly what you're going through. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then please watch your sodium intake. Watch your diet. Continue to get to be tested for that.
Drink plenty of water.
And read up, plenty of water. Exactly. Yeah, clear. Because
and
now
no sodas.
Right.
Oh,
now
don't
that
worry about it.
We're on dialysis, we can't drink much water. We can't drink much at all because our kidneys don't work, and therefore they don't process fluids.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I have a double-edged sword. I had a bout of congestive heart failure last year.
Oh, my goodness. So did I.
So, it's like the cutting edge sword of the fluid thing, you know?
it started for me.
Mm-hmm. So, I totally understand the whole kidney thing, I have to take the Lasix and because of the congestive heart failure, but I have to be careful on how much I take because it messes with the kidneys and it's just all sorts of fun. But that's okay. Every day I'm here and I'm ornery and I'm going to stick around and pester the world for as long as I can.
That's right.
That's the spirit, Linda. Amen.
Love your kidneys, and they will love you back. That's right.
Exactly.
And so that's
will
why.
Will we be seeing you at the walk, Linda?
Huh?
Will we be seeing you at the walk?
I live in Southeast Texas. Where's the walk?
They're in Texas, and they're in the South, so they won't be close. This is in Los Angeles. Sunday, October 16th.
I won't be able to make it.
But the reason why we're coordinating it is because just as with you, kidney disease can speak up, and it's killing more and more people. And the best way to reverse that, because it's growing every year by 4%, the best way to reverse that is with education. And that's why we're walking to raise awareness and to raise funds.
I agree.
I agree.
It's a good cause, very good cause.
Thank you very much. So we hope people will come out and join us. Just go to kidney.org and join us for the kidney walk.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good, everybody. Okay. Go do that if you're in the Los Angeles area, correct?
Yes, that's right. In Los Angeles, on October.
Yeah, Griffith Park.
Okay,
that's right.
Cool.
Griffith Park in Los Angeles. That's right.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a trip away, so I don't think I'll be able to make it.
A little bit. I think you're right.
That's just a little bit. Yeah. Just a tad.
But they do have walks in your area, so if anyone would like to log on to kidney.org, they'll find where there is a walk in their area that they can support too.
Now, are you on dialysis yourself, Dwayne?
I am. I am on dialysis.
Okay.
Willie is also on dialysis. We go to dialysis.
Yeah,
three
we
days.
See each other at our treatments.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
That's how we
you guys are together, huh?
And
okay.
For the most part,
we go 3 days a week, and my sessions are 4 hours each time, and they are taxing, but you know, it keeps me alive, and it allows me to make great movies and enjoy doing things with my friends and family like Jennifer and Lily.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thankful for my dialysis.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's really amazing how, you know.
I'm thankful for your dialysis.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you
so much.
You
take things for granted when you're healthy. You know, I always joke and say, you know, up until I turned 50, if I went to the doctor, it was because I had a sinus infection or something. And as soon as I hit 50, it's like, holy smokes, what the heck happened? It's been downhill from there, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm 53 years old, and my body says, oh, no, you can't do the same things you used to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I
and I'm
understand.
50 minus 25.
That's right. She's half my age. You're half my age.
A little over, yeah. But, yeah, so you just have to really be grateful for every single day, because with the kind of treatments you're given, you're just not guaranteed.
That gravity kicked me off again.
Mm-hmm.
He kicked me off again. I've been kicked off. This is the sixth time tonight. I'm going to have to get on Blog Talk.
Oh, my goodness.
You got kicked off?
I got kicked off again.
We need you. We need you. Can I also share one more thing with you? One more event that we have is coming up this weekend, as a matter of fact. True Form Films is producing the B-Ball Awards, which is the Beauty In, Beauty Out Awards, which honor outstanding women across the country. And this weekend, it is here in Los Angeles. And Jennifer is been honored herself. So
all right,
she can
that's
talk
it.
A
Lisa?
About.
Lisa, you may have I'm here.
Are you there? Okay.
I'm here.
Did you get yourself again?
No.
Go ahead, Dwayne. You were telling us about
Jennifer was honored recently at the Bebo Awards, and hopefully she can tell you a little bit about it.
Okay,
it's a beautiful event, an award show that was created by Tracy Campbell Sanders, and she's from Chicago. And just what she created a platform for women from all walks of life to be honored and given awards for what they do in the world. And, you know, it goes from all ages, from young girls to the golden award, which is last year my mother-in-law was honored, and for the Legacy Award, and they honor doctors and nurses and teachers and dancers and, you know, people in the women in the industry and women that are helping their communities. And it's a really beautiful event because it just highlights the talents and the generosity of all these women that day in and day out are giving to the world, and they wouldn't normally be honored. You know, it's not like, you know, usually it's actors and singers and the main entertainment artists that get honored. And so she created this beautiful award show called Beauty In, Beauty Out. And you can check out the website. You can check out the alumni. And what I love about it is that people get nominated by just your regular, you know, community. The community.
Right.
You can nominate anybody that you think deserves this this award. And then
that's awesome.
With social media, people get to vote, and that's how the awards are given. So it's really great, and it's affiliated with another nonprofit called CHAMP, which helps single parents in the greater Chicago area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, again, it's so right up our alley. It's so right up True Form Films' vision.
Yeah.
Right.
In making a difference in the world that we, after I was honored, we became friends, and I said, I want to help. I want to help in any way I can to keep this going. And so this is the third year for the award show. And
in
it
Los
starts
Angeles,
in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they already did the Chicago one this year. Now on Saturday is the Los Angeles one, and in Vegas it'll be in about a month or so. And And the goal is to do it nationwide to different cities. Like, it would be amazing to go to Texas and do it. And so it's just finding, you know, it's nonprofit, and it's all, everything is all about fundraising and making it happen. And so now these are the three cities that it's happening in. And October 1st is the next show. So, and it's going to be live streaming. So you can check it out on live stream.
Yes.
And the website, Dwayne, is Bebo.
You can go to beboawards.com. That's B-I-B-O awards.com.
Okay, and we'll also have it on our website and on Daily Reads Radio site and our website, dailyreads.com. So people can go there and look and get all the information on you guys and everything that y'all have been doing. But that's wonderful. I think y'all will succeed in what y'all are doing because it sounds like y'all are really go-getters. And that's what it takes to make a success out of everything. And so y'all are doing wonderful. I think we lost Linda. So,
no, I'm back. I'm just being quiet.
Okay.
But, I had to try three times to get back on.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to cover before we ended the show was, Dwayne, we talked about everything, but we did cover you completely. So I'd like for you to cover some of the projects that you have been in. You mentioned music and video productions and special events and documentaries. Can you tell us a little bit about some of those things you've been involved in?
Absolutely. When I decided that I was finally going to move from Chicago to Los Angeles to really pursue my dream to be a filmmaker, my first job turned out to be with the Olympic Committee in 1984. So I was there doing all the ceremonies for the Olympics in 1984, which was a spectacular event, and it really juiced me up to get into entertainment. And they offered me a job, and so I ended up working there for 8 years with the Olympic Committee in Los Angeles.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
That was a wonderful experience. But in the meantime, I was able to do in-house productions for the Olympic Committee here in Los Angeles and in Colorado Springs. And then I began doing music videos. I started as a production assistant and moved my way up and ended up producing music videos and for some major artists, a lot of hip-hop artists primarily, like Snoop Dogg and Ice Cube and others. And then, I always wanted to make film. But I also started making television shows, as I mentioned, with BET and others. And that was exciting for me also. And that's how I met Jennifer. She was doing a feature film called The Trials of Life. And it was being directed by Joe Wilcox, who was also the DP and director for a lot of Michael Jackson projects.
Okay.
Awesome.
Hi, Jennifer. I see you're back, Jennifer. She got booted off, too.
Okay,
Jennifer.
Welcome back.
Well, I thought you were picking on us tonight.
We back.
I do have to get back to practice, but I just want to let Dwayne know that I'm very grateful for him. He's really inspired me to pursue my dreams despite a chronic condition. So thank you so much, Dwayne.
Oh, thank you, Lily. Real quick,
that's
I just
awesome,
want to mention
Lily. I can't wait to see you on Saturday. We're going to have a great time.
Yes, that's all I wanted to mention real quick.
It was
Lily,
nice meeting you.
And
nice
her band
meeting
is
you.
Performing at the Kidney Walk this on October 16th. So she and her band are actually performing. So we're going to have a wonderful day on that
we're
day.
We're
at
practice right now.
Yes.
Great.
Thanks, Lily.
Alrighty. Yes,
take
have
care.
A wonderful evening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Hi, Lily. We have a caller. Hi, caller. Who's this? Hello? Oh, guess not. Never mind.
Okay.
All right. That was weird. There was a number,
we'd
and then they didn't answer, and then they just hung up.
We love to have callers.
Hi.
Yes.
They must have got stage fright.
Must have.
That has been known to happen.
Right.
Well, folks, we're down
to
our last. Yeah, I know. You guys have been an absolute joy. We're down to 6 minutes. Talk, I'm sorry, kept kicking me off tonight. I'm sorry, folks. I kept trying to get right back on. I hate when that happens. But, technology. Technology is a blessing and a curse. Oh, here's
your
number.
We're very thankful. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But, we appreciate you coming tonight, Dwayne, and we welcome you back anytime that you have new things, to share with us. And, Jennifer, you as well. So,
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you very much.
Hey,
we have this caller called back at area code 818-384. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Fine, who's this?
I have a question for Jennifer and Dwayne.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do they love making movies with Mauricio Mendoza?
This caller sounds familiar.
Oh,
my husband.
Oh,
ladies,
I see.
My husband, Mauricio Mendoza.
I was wondering about the 818 area code. I thought,
Yeah.
Hello,
Mauricio. That's Mauricio.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, I've been listening to the show and enjoying the information that they're both giving you, and they're just wonderful people, and I'm so blessed to be working with these two incredible individuals that actually really care about making a difference in the world. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait for people to really meet Jen and Dwayne in person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mauricio. Mauricio is also our partner. Besides being Jennifer's husband, he is our producing partner in True Form Films.
Awesome.
So we're blessed. We're like the Three Musketeers. We have a wonderful trio and partner.
I guess that means a lot to have people that you can work together really well. So that's wonderful.
Yes.
That's a big difference.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we are about out of time. Bob Talk is going to shut us all off instead of just me. It's been picking on me tonight really, really bad. I'm feeling unloved tonight. So.
I'm so sorry to hear that, but you are loved.
Oh, no, I'm joking. You know, technology, I say all the time, it's a blessing and a curse, you know. Sometimes you love it, sometimes you hate it. So anyway,
right.
I want to thank you for joining us tonight. It's been an absolute joy. We had a really good time meeting all of you and learning about the exciting things you're doing and how you're helping people. And anything you want to add, Lisa, before we tell them goodnight?
Just thank y'all for coming. And as I said, when y'all have new things to share, just let me know, and we'll gladly get you back on again.
I absolutely will.
So
thank you for having us on.
Great,
we really enjoyed
it. You're very welcome.
And we'll be sure to promote it also. And we'll look forward to the YouTube video also.
Yes, I'll get that to you guys. Everybody, if you missed the show, you'll be able to listen to it on the YouTube or the archive here on Blog Talk. So anyway, we want to thank you guys so much. And we're going to have to wrap it up because Blog Talk, when they say that's it, they shut you off.
All right. Thank you.
Good night,
thank you,
guys.
Everyone. Good night.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You too. Good night. Well, that was a fun show.
It was
a lot of fun. Okay. Yeah. Well, next week is a big night for us. It's going to be starting our October shows. Woohoo! Can't wait. That's going to be fun. We are going to have with us. She has a very interesting idea on how she does her books. She says that monsters need love, too. So
they do, right? I agree with that.
Yeah. Her name is Lisa Medley. She writes paranormal, romance, urban fantasy. So I know we're going to have a fun time next week, starting our month of Deadly Reads. Happy birthday. So,
and I love her name. She's got an awesome name.
Yeah, she does. She does. But anyway, we're going to have a good time. So everybody, you have a great weekend, great week. Everybody stay safe and healthy after tonight's talk, especially stay healthy. And we'll see everybody here next week.
Bye.
So, good night, everybody, and have a good one.